This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Washington, D.C. Here's Lynn, Murray, and Solly.
That's us and back on it. Please be joined right now on the Quicken Loans guest hotline. Former Vikings D lineman, Kevin Williams. Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Kevin, good morning. How are you? Thanks for getting up a little early for us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay. Have you calmed down yet? And the play, what did you see?
I'm still a little disbelief. It's just amazing how those guys was able to get that last play executed. And the guy just, I don't know. I don't know what made him not tackle him or hit him or what, but I appreciate whatever the reason was.
I was going to say, given the post-game interview with Diggs, and you know, he was like, this was almost divine intervention, and a lot of praise for God, and again, totally understandable, but it seemed like it was divine intervention. You know, you see the play from Marcus Williams, and he was trying to make a play, but the poor kid then looked straight down at the field, and he's like, I'm going to hit something. Damn, I hit my own man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, back in the day, old school football, Diggs would have never saw the end of that play. I mean, you know, safeties would have come in and smashed them. But I think the way the game's played now, guys are scared of that defenseless receiver stuff and all that thing. I think some of that could have played into him pulling up and not, you know, leveling them. Because, I don't know, you remember those old-time safeties, they would have smashed Diggs, and no way in the world he wouldn't have saw the end of that play. He'd have been upside down.
Kevin, as far as the scheme goes, was there somebody else that should have or could have been on that side of the field, or was Marcus Williams the backstop on that side of the field? And the rule is, you're the back safety. Nobody gets behind you no matter what. So he was looking for the big hit, and as somebody chimed in earlier on our text machine, it said simply he was just consumed by looking for the big hit instead of the smart play, which was wrap him up and get him down on the ground. Was there anybody else that could have or should have helped?
Usually in those situations, and, you know, it's not the very last play, but they're guarding the sideline. So he found a seam or a crease in between those, that outside defender and the back defender, and Case put it there. And, I mean, that's what you practice. But, yeah, like you said, that back safety on that side is not supposed to let anybody get behind him. I mean, it's tough to say. I don't know what I can tell you at all what his mind frame was, but you'd think he'd try to stop and catch him or stop and do something, you know, and just try to get him out of bounds or knock the ball out on the way down or something. I didn't see any interviews, so I couldn't tell you what was going on in his head, but he's not supposed to let anybody behind him. You're basically guarding the sideline and daring them to throw it in field, because if they catch it in the field, it's pretty much ball game.
Talking to Kevin Williams, former Vikings defensive lineman, as the Vikings moving on to the NFC Championship. You mentioned old school football and how that play, Kevin, wouldn't have happened back in not that long ago, back in your day. But when you look at this Vikings defense right now, arguably the best defense in the league, do you see some old schoolness, to for lack of a better term, in this defense with Anthony Barr and Griffin and Harrison Smith and Xavier Rhodes?
I you know me, I'm watching the defensive line a lot of times, and they got some guys that's going to get after the passer. They play the run well and allow the back end to play a lot of man-to-man. And when you don't need help in the back end, you can focus on taking things away and getting after people. And I think they got some good solid pieces at every position, linebackers that can run and corners that can cover and safeties that can come down and hit if need be. So, I mean, I think top to bottom, they're really a balanced defense and they play to their strength.
Who deserves the most credit for this Vikings defense? Is it Mike Zimmer? I mean, you get a defensive guy to come in, and it just seems like it's kind of changed the culture in Minnesota. But they've also been drafting a ton of defensive talent and just kind of trying to make sure that's their calling card.
Yeah, he's got to be the ring ringleader, pretty much, because, you know, that's his baby. Defense, football, what he's been part of his whole career. And you got to look at it since all of our guys have left, me, Jared, all those guys, they've drafted linebackers. Brian Robinson's still there. Everson's still there. They're both playing big-time positions, but the free agents they bought in, a lot of the big-time free agents that they bought in have been defense, and then they've been building through the draft.
Kevin Williams, former Vikings D lineman, joins us here on SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio. Kevin, you were there from 03 to 13. You saw your share of some playoff success, won a game at the Packers, then lost divisional at Philly, a lost wild card game at the Eagles, then a big win over Dallas, but a heartbreaker against the Saints. We took a look back at just sort of a snake-bitten, you know, I mean, especially around the turn of the century, a win, a heartbreaking loss, a win, a heartbreaking loss. What does yesterday mean for the fan base of Minnesota?
It's huge. I mean, it gives us a lot of hope that we can actually bring it home, as the you know, the motto is. And sometimes, you know, you see teams, they go through that little rough spot and they have that one thing that gets them over the top. And hoping that's the case with the Vikings this year. They played good ball all year, ran into a tough situation yesterday, but pulled through. But hopefully that'd be the snag they needed in this playoffs to get them over the top and take it all away.
Did New Orleans expose anything on the defense? I know that the pick amongst our modest panel, we were all like, Minnesota is just the better team. They're going to win this game. And when they were up 17-0 at the break, we're like, damn, this is exactly how we would have written it had we written a script. But, it's Breeze, it's Kamar, it's Thomas. There's a lot of playmakers on the other side. Did the Saints do anything to tell you in your defensive mind, hey, Philly may have, you know, could have a chance come Sunday at their own place?
I think if we control the offense the way we did the first half, I think we limited New Orleans' chances to score the first half. I think he might have, four possessions or five possessions. And if you can limit a good quarterback possessions like that, and what were you on third down, like 1 for 15 or something like that the first half? That's the way you write it, like you said. But I don't think it really exposed anything. Coach Zimmer's going to have those guys play the way they play. And hey, if you're good enough to stop it, that's good for you. But I think he's going to do what he does on defense and try to impose his will on you.
Talking to former Vikings defensive lineman Kevin Williams, when you saw a backup quarterback on the other side of an offensive line, did your eyes light up? I'm just imagining, not to knock Nick Foles, but I'm sure the Vikings D-line come this Sunday is certainly looking forward to maybe putting a couple licks on the Eagles' backup QB.
I mean, it's always nice to play when the backup's in there because you think you got a little advantage, but you got to look at it. This guy is not like he's getting knocked out in the middle of the game. He has a week to prepare. He's finished the season up the last 3 or 4 weeks. So I'm pretty sure they made some adjustments and made things specifically for Foles. So I think he's going to be they're going to make him as comfortable as possible to execute a good game plan. And we still got to play lights out football to get this win and make it to the Super Bowl.
Kevin, I know you said you didn't necessarily see or hear from Marcus Williams, who took total responsibility. He was like, "Look, I was just trying to make a play." But if you're in the Saints locker room as a veteran leader on that D, what do you say to that kid?
I don't know. Stuff happens. I mean, you can't beat yourself. You made a mistake. Hey, we got to move on. I mean, you're not the first guy that's made a mistake in a big-time game. So, yeah, we wish you wouldn't have, but, you know, you got to move on.
Final question for you. I know you're a big defensive guy, but Vikings, as they head into the offseason, and obviously for your sake and for the entire Purple People Eater Nation, if you will, they hope that there's, you know, one more game after this one, and it's a victory. Interesting situation with the quarterbacks, with Keenum and Bradford and Teddy B. Any preference on exactly who to keep and who to pay the big money to? It's a tough one, I know.
You see, Kinsley stepped in. He'd done a great job. I think Teddy, when healthy, he was coming along. And then Sam last year, he set some type of record for completion percentage or something. But I don't know. It's a tough decision Rick going to have to make this offseason and Coach Zimmer. I mean, what do you do? What direction you go in and to keep the success you had this year and keep the ball rolling? I couldn't tell you what to do on that situation.
All right, then I'll go with an easier question. On the other side, fierce Jaguars defense and the machine that is the New England Patriots. Any insight on what to expect from the AFC title game?
Jacksonville got to be ready. They're gonna run into the most prepared team ever in the NFL. And I think Belichick makes the best game time decision and adjustment that is out there. I mean, it's the reason his formula has been working. I mean, he's had tremendous success. And they're going to have to execute, play at a high level, and play the whole game, as we saw in the Super Bowl last year. Atlanta had him down, but they're out until the game hit. The clock hits zero.
Kevin, thanks so much for your time this morning. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You the same. Kevin Williams, former Vikings D lineman, played a decade there with some pretty good numbers, some pretty good success. Mr. Williams, nice enough to get up this morning and join us, courtesy of the Quicken Loans guest hotline, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. If there is anybody that can adapt and adopt and make in-game adjustments, it's Belichick and friends. I did not look at the number on the AFC title game. I know it's Minnesota -3.5. That's a fat number. And a lot of people are going to go, you know, the Jags just put up 42 at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was atrocious defensively. And while New England didn't play the perfect game, and when we talked to Ben Volen and, you know, you talk to your Pats fan friends, they're going to be the first ones to tell you, yeah, we don't necessarily think this is the best New England team ever. But they're just so well coached. My pick for that game will come in a little later on this week, as will the NFC title game. And
fantastic,
if you want
it, tease
if,
there, boss.
If you want it, you're going to have to call the 900 line, because again, the real picks are for, you know, are for money. The fake picks are for entertainment only. Got a couple things on the announcers. We'll get to that more tomorrow. Your texts continue, though. 504-51-SOLLY, 504-517-6559. You want to tweet the show, go ahead. At one, Tim Murray. At Steve Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N. At Scott Lynn 980. Thanks again to Kevin Williams, former Vikes D lineman. More to come, including Random Morning Jukebox. It's SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.